words, you won't get a bit out of the body that you can. Well, then, of course, after the cattle had died, well, then we would have chunks that we'd pick up in the woods there. And we'd turn the cattle right up on its back. And then we would take these chunks and put them under the side so it would hold it up. So then we would start in and we'd skin the head out. And of course the two of us working, skin the head out and skin the feet out, cut the hide right around the hocks and skin them on down and slip on down into the breast bone or the brisket, you might call it, on back to the back. And then up each leg, and then we'd take that hide off of each leg and then down the sides. And when we got it down the sides, well then we had a single tree. And we'd take a single tree and hook it in the back leaders in the legs, and then we would had a rope and blocks. There wasn't any chains and blocks at that time, it just ropes and blocks. And you had to man it up. Well, we wasn't large enough to man it up, so we would have to unhitch the horse and take the horse and hitch him to single tree. If we had another single tree, we'd hitch him to the rope on these blocks and ropes, and then we would pull that cattle up to the height that we wanted. And then, of course, tie it. Well, then to a tree or a bush or whatever might be there, lots of times we made this horse hold it so we could strip that hide on down. And then we'd strip that hide on down as far as we wanted to go, and then we'd pull it up high until we got it up high enough, we'd take that entire hide off. Well, then when we took that hide off, of course, then we would cut the, open the cattle up, you might call it. That is the brisket we had sawed open before we ever lifted the cattle, so because it has to be sawed. And then, of course, behind, between the hind legs there, we would bring our cut down through there, and we had to use a saw there again to break that bone between those hind legs. And then we opened the cow up. Well, then when we opened the cow up and took the, as we call it, the punch, some people call it the tripe, some of them call it the stomach. But when we took all of that out, you see, and then we got that out of the way, well, then, of course, we come on down and we then took the heart and the lungs and on out the throat, the, you might say the goozle on out, and we'd take that on out. Well, then, of course, we're close to a spring there. We'd roll this stomach or punch or type or whatever you want to call it out of the way, and then one of us would open that up and dump it out. Well, we sold that. We also sold the heart and the lights, and which we call lungs, with lights, and we sold the liver and that melt in there, which is on the punch. There's a lot of people would buy that. And we'd sell every part of body that we could. And then, of course, we would rinse that tripe off, and as I said before, and we'd sell that, and then we'd get a bucket of water and dash it in there and get the rest of the blood out of the cavity of the cow that we opened, or the cattle. Then the next thing was to do was to cut it down with a saw, and we used regular, in those days you didn't have any saws and tools like you got now, and we used a regular hand saw, and we would cut the cattle down. Of course, it got a little bit ahead of it there. As we would raise this cattle, as we took the hide off and took this punch and all out, we would cut that on down so that it wouldn't be too high for us. And then a lot of time we had a stepladder that we'd use, and now we'd cut that cattle down. And then when we got that all cut out, of course, we had sheets spread in the hack